Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Tosefos on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur. Now, there's a machlokes in the poskim. Is Tosefos automatic, which means once that time comes, automatically you have the isser of malacha, and once that time comes, you automatically have the isser of eating, and which would mean that a person, even a person, was not makabel upon himself Tosefos, it's automatic. And if a person would do malacha or eat during that time, he's being over the isser of Tosefos. Or that a person only fulfills the mitzvah of Tosefos if he actually is makabel upon himself the zman of Tosefos. Which would mean that if a person would eat during that time or do malacha during that time, he wasn't over the isser of Tosefos. He was just mevatel da'aseh of being mekabel upon himself Tosefos Yom Kippurim or Tosefos Shabbos. Most poskim assume that it is automatic, which once that time comes, there's automatically a chiv on a deraisa level to refrain from eating an erev Yom Kippur, to refrain from doing malacha an erev Yom Kippur, an erev Shabbos, or erev Yom Tov. And if a person would do malacha during that time, he's over an isser. Now, the isser that he's over is not the isser of Koris on Yom Kippur or the chiyuv skila of Shabbos by doing malacha during that time. He's over the asay of the Torah that there's an isser malacha during that time period. So he's over an isser asay to be moisiv, which is, creates this isser of eating or doing malacha. And if he would eat during that time, he was over the isser asay of Tosefos Yom Kippurim, etc. So it's not a chiyuv skila or chorus, it's only an asay. But since there are some opinions which say that it's not enough to just refrain from doing malacha during that time, a person only fulfills the mitzvah of Tosefos by being mekabel bepeh, by explicitly undertaking to do the mitzvah to Tosefos, so a person should prepare, say that they're going to be makabel to Tosefos Yom Kippurim. In the language of Tfilas Zaka that many people say, it does mention over there that I'm being makabel for myself the Isurim of Yom Kippur. So a person who's saying Tfilas Zaka and he's saying it early would be able to fulfill his mitzvahs, say, of Tosefos Yom Kippurim by being mekabel Yom Kippurim through that. And in a regular Erev Shabbos, because it is a machlokes, a person should say that he's been mekabel bepeh, being mekabel the Tosefos Shabbos, or saying I'm being mekabel Kedusha Shabbos. If a person is making early Shabbos, let's say in the summer, and the person says Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos, that's considered being makabel Shabbos upon oneself, and a person would fulfill his idea of being bepeh, undertaking Shabbos by doing so, by saying Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos. If he's davening with a tzibur, and then they're davening of Friday night, they're davening early, and he answers Baruch Hu, that's considered an act of being makabel Shabbos upon oneself, Baruch Hu with intent to daven with a tzibur. It's considered the act of being makabel Shabbos. So those would be ways to fulfill this. If a person does not actually say pepeh, he just thinks in his heart that he's undertaking to say for Shabbos. Again, according to many Rishonim, it's automatic. But if you want to fulfill the opinion that you're doing a pepeh, in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Rambam says that Kabbalah Belev is not sufficient. The person actually has to say it bepeh. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring that according to the Gra, that's not true, and even Kabbalah Belev is sufficient. So obviously the Chatchila person should not rely on Kabbalah Belev, because according to the Rambam that's not sufficient. The person has to say it bepeh. And a person should actually verbally express that he's been makabel Tosefos Yom Kippurim, and he's refraining from eating and doing malacha at that point in time for the purpose of being mekayim in the mitzvah. There, the Sefer Orcha Shabbos, he is medayik from the Ramban, a middle opinion that a person does not need to actually be makabel, but a person does need to be shoves during that time, refrain during that time, specifically for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Tosefis. So a person does not need to make a Kabbalah, but it's not automatic that it happens. He needs to fulfill the mitzvah. He needs to expressly refrain from doing malacha or eating during that time because of the mitzvah of Tosefis. So you really have three opinions, and obviously when a person bepasses has to be mekabelit, so that he would fulfill the opinion of the Ramban as well. So a person should be careful to say bepah when a time when it's still vadayom, that he's preferably at least 2 minutes before the time of Safik ben Hashmashus, like we said yesterday, that he should is undertaking to be careful to be mekabel, thereby refraining from doing malacha or eating because of the mitzvah of Tosefis. Have a good day.